bendito, Señor.
So I have been blessed immensely by Tom and Loretta Boyle. Trivia about my own personal life is I got engaged in their house. So I will forever be tied to them, for better or for worse, as well as to Peter. So it's no surprise to me when I learned of what, just knowing of Tom's attitude towards people, his love towards for students, his love for strangers, that I learned that he was on the board for Students International, which InterVarsity Global Projects has a strong partnership with them. This March, I don't know, I literally don't know, because I just got back from vacation, how many students are on Global Projects with Students International over the next couple of weeks on their spring break. So it's an intense partnership, and we're honored that we have Tom Boyle who can share about that, and who continue to bless me in my life and bless us this morning. So let me just pray for you real quick. Father, thank you for Tom, for the father figure that he's been in my life, and for the opportunity that I've had to learn from him and to learn from Loretta. Amen.
We have three biological children, but we have several others.
Students International began in the eyes and heart of an InterVarsity staff worker. Chuck Ellis was on InterVarsity staff. Some of you long-termers here remember Chuck. He worked for Urbana while he was here. Chuck lived in the thriving metropolis of Visalia, California. How many know where Visalia is? One or two. I met Chuck at Urbana in 93. And at the time, I was serving on InterVarsity's board, and Chuck heard about that, and he said, "Can we meet? And I want to form a board for this organization I'm starting up, and would you help?" I said, "Sure, I'd be glad to." And then his next sentence says, "Would you serve on the board?" And I said, "No, I wouldn't. I'm plenty busy now, thank you." But we met in Fresno a couple of times in 1993 as he was organizing his board. And his vision was that he wanted an organization where he could take students and take them to a cross-cultural setting and give them an experience in their major. And so that's what it became, an internship process in their major in a cross-cultural setting. Now, flash forward to about 2003, and I had moved to Wisconsin by then. I was working for InterVarsity, and Chuck called me again and said, "Would you serve on our board?" And I prayed about it, and I said yes. And I had resolved that when I came to Wisconsin, I would only serve on one board, and it would be the right board. And I had already told three other people no at that point, but this one felt right. And so I said yes. And so in February of 2003, I went to my first meeting with the Students International Board. Now, when I got there, the first order of business was to accept the resignation of Chuck Ellis. I was kind of bummed about that because I liked Chuck. But Chuck, as he talked to us that day, he had the good sense to tell us, he says, "You know, I've done all I can do for this organization, and it's time for somebody else." And in organizations that are founded on one person's energy, like this one was, they have founding energy. They don't have sustaining energy. They can get it started, but then invariably it ceases to really interest them. And that's what was going on with Chuck. Now, there are other things going on in Chuck's world at the time that went into that as well. But the main reason was that he recognized it was time to go. And we had a lot of respect for Chuck for that. Now, the next 2 years, we were without a president, and I got a lot more involved in the organization than I had planned, because boards have to run things. And there were lots of phone calls and lots of decisions and lots of votes over email and the phone and so forth. And it was two very difficult years. And in the middle of that, Chuck had a partner in Guatemala, one of kind of a co-founder, and this fella decided that he wanted to set up his own organization. So he took most of the Guatemalan staff into his organization. And so we went from 350 students a year in Guatemala down to about 75, because most of our staff was gone. And we decided as a board, I remember this vividly, we decided to bless them, because there's plenty of space in the city of Antigua and the surrounding cities where we were headquartered for more than one ministry that did much the same thing. So we blessed them. And in December 2005, we hired a guy named Dave Hansen as president. 22 months later, Dave was a 20-year Young Life volunteer in the Central Valley of California. He loved students. He was a football coach at a Christian high school. And he had a passion for Jesus and cross-cultural missions. He had been running essentially global projects out of his church on his own steam for 15 years. He was perfect for us. So we have a budget of about $1.6 million right now, and it's growing nicely at this stage. The mission of Students International, this will not be a surprise, but this was a nine-hour conversation. We redid this during the 2 years. This was a nine-hour conversation over 2 days for the board, bringing students and the poor together cross-culturally to encounter God, share the good news, disciple, and serve others in occupational ministry. So, we wanted to connect students with the poor. We defined a student as a high school student and higher up through college. The poor was easy to define, but the occupations piece was the one that we had the toughest part of, how to integrate that into our mission. Now, the vision was easier. This only took 6 hours. Seeing students and the poor transform into the likeness of Christ and discover their true calling. The vision is all about transformation. Putting students in situations where they encounter the grace of God and the experience transforms them. Now, just very quickly, I'm going to go through things like core beliefs. These are straight out of Scripture. God loves all people, created us to know, serve, enjoy, and reconcile with Him forever. The Bible is the Word of God and the final authority in our lives. That's not a surprise. God desires a reconciled community of believers. We build communities in the cross-cultural settings in Guatemala, Dominican Republic, and Costa Rica. Followers of Jesus are called to a life of sharing the gospel to all people. While they're there, the students are charged with sharing the gospel, the good news, with those they're working with. The gospel through the work of the Holy Spirit has the power to transform lives. Godliness involves the pursuit of love, intimacy, obedience, and maturity. Now, these are not surprises to people like you. These fit with who we are in InterVarsity. Core values, all people, glorifying God, finding their identity and purpose in Jesus. It's not only the students we're interested in, we're interested in all the people they're connecting with while they're on the field. Living according to the Scriptures or the Bible and teaching its ways to others. Expressing ministry gifts, living in harmony and embracing diversity. One of the things we do with students on these, we call them outreaches, they often live with families. And we pay the families. And what we pay the families is enough for food for the family and the student for the week they're there. That often doubles their income for the month, giving them that stipend. And the ways in which the student and the family interact really deepens the process and the experience the student has and moves the transformation process along the way. Global witness in word and action to those in need. We are in 3 countries now, Costa Rica, Guatemala, Dominican Republic. This last year we had a trip to Fiji to investigate whether or not we want to go to Fiji. One of the sons of one of the members of the board did a YWAM DTS in Fiji for a year and met lots of people. And he's actually interested in being the site coordinator in Fiji. So that might work. We're working on that. Fiji's a ways away from Guatemala, though. Prayer and a life yielded to God, becoming a disciple through faith in Jesus. So these are not wild and crazy things. They fit with who we are, and it's what Students International is all about. Now, a couple stories. This is where the fun part is. This lady here is one of the single most impressive people I have ever met. Her name is Annalee Williams. She directs the preschool at El Callejon. El Callejon is one of those garbage communities that grew up in a place where everybody used to dump their trash, and it got full, and so they went and found another place to dump their trash. But there were people there that picked through the trash, and eventually they built a little community there. Now, these people had children, and Annalee Williams got a vision for helping these children get ready for school. She runs a preschool. Students International partners with her. We have sent students down there who have built her school. She's now on salary with Students International in Dominican Republic. And the kids she has, this is a picture of the group of kids. That's how many kids are in this little garbage community. It's not a big place. But let me show you three pictures. Look at the spunk and energy in those faces. These are three kids of the first graduating class that went to first grade, six-year-olds. They got to school, they got tested, and almost all of the children that graduated from this first class from this school were moved to second grade because they were way better prepared than everybody else. These are kids from the garbage. These kids live in a garbage pit, and look at them. That transformation process is wonderful. But Annalee Williams, you talk to her, she's polite and gracious until she starts talking about the kids. And then she explodes with passion. This whole thing is driven by her energy and her desire to reach these children. It's just stunning to be with her. You know, as I said, one of the most impressive people I have ever met. Another one, Centro Especial Genesis staff in Jarabacoa in DR. These three people, here, here, and here. These are American students doing a year's internship, working in a place where they're working with young kids that no one else will take. These are kids that the schools won't accept. It's not like this country. There's no place for these kids to go. So they take these kids in and spend however long it takes with them to give them some kind of skill so they can survive. Sometimes it takes 10 years working with these kids. But this, it's just a small place. It's in a small community, Jarabacoa. There's only about 15 of these kids there. But there's three Dominican staff and three USA staff there normally all the time, and they really invest in these kids. It's an amazing thing to watch. It's an amazing thing to be with them. One of the other things we do is house students all summer. And this, for the last number of years in the DR especially, we've had no place to put them. So we've been we have a lot of people. There's not enough families in this small community to house them all. And so the on-site director for the Dominican Republic, and I'll introduce you to him in just a second, he bought a piece of land about 8 years ago with a house on it, and he remodeled the house, and that's where he and his wife and the team and the senior team live, because he added onto the house so there was room for his family and about 10 others there now. But in the bottom part of this land was an old orange grove, and so in 2004 he got the zoning approved to build some dorms. It took him a whole year to get the permits for the dorms, and so in 2006, construction began, and here we have a picture of the very first outreach this year in January. This group of people is a group of students and some adults, and there's two general contractors in that crowd that know how to do this stuff, who came down for a week to work on these places. They looked like this. This is how they looked when they got there. Shells, no roof, nothing. Okay, and by day two, they were putting hot roofs on, like that. Wow. All right, by day three, they're getting ready to put the sheathing on and started putting the sheathing on. By day four, they're getting the sheathing on almost all of them. By day five, they're putting on the porches, and on day six, they're done. 6 days, 20 people did what would have taken the local crews about 3 weeks to accomplish. Now, there was another crew coming in after this to do all the interior work, the plumbing and the interior work on these things. But that's one of the ways that we take students who are engineers and architects and industrial arts and technology people this is one of the ways that they contribute to the ministry there. Leadership in the countries, in the Dominican Republic, it's Lowell and Cheryl Troyer. Lowell Troyer was from the booming metropolis of Shipshawana, Indiana. How many know where that is? Okay. It's right near Honeyville, Emma, and LaGrange, in case you get lost. Right. Not much there. It's an Amish community, lots of horses and buggies in Shipshawana, Indiana. But Lowell had a carpeting and floor covering business. And it was quite successful. And at about age 45, he decided, I got more money than I need at this point, and I've got a good manager to run this business, so how about if we figure out something to do? So he heard about Students International, and he approached Chuck and said, how about if we, because he had some contacts in the Dominican Republic and Haribacoa, he said, how about if we open an SI base in Dominican Republic? And Chuck said, okay, makes sense to me. And so off they went. And these folks have been there for 7 years now. This is all they do. They've given their lives to this. They went through Spanish language schools. They could speak the language. And they're in their early 50s now, and Lowell is passionate about the ministry in Haribacoa. He is a huge facilitator for bringing students in, getting them out to the ministry sites, opening new ministry sites, and making it work there. Last fall, I went to a dinner in Shipshawana, Indiana, for Students International. And to give you a sense of how many people Lowell knows in that neighborhood, there were 500 people at this dinner in a warehouse. And they raised a bunch of money for these buildings at that dinner that night. But he's well connected in that little place. In Guatemala, the leadership is Fernando and Marianela Sarabia. Fernando is one of those incredibly gracious Jack Bogle types. Deep relationship with the Lord, loves people. Everybody loves Fernando. And he has led the process of blessing the people that left them and keeping good relationships with them and rebuilding the team. Now, it's important to have a team in Guatemala because we have a relationship with Bethel University in Minneapolis. And Bethel sends 20 students every spring for the whole semester. This is their spring semester, and they do language training. They do cultural. They take an anthropology class. They do language training, and they get a full semester's credit while on site in Guatemala working with Students International. There was a very interesting dance of accreditation that they went through to get this set up, but we now know how to do it, and we are working with Taylor University. Because Bethel has the spring, we're going to bring Taylor in the fall of 2008 for the first time. They're going to have the fall semester piece. And then we've got Bethel College of Indiana is going to go to the DR in the fall of 2007 this year. And we're talking with one more campus to have. So we want a fall and a spring semester in each site because we know how to do that now. We've learned with Bethel University. They've been very helpful. There's been a couple of faculty up there that have just been amazing in helping us figure that out. But let's show you that. Okay. Costa Rica, it's a new place yet. We don't have anybody on the ground yet. We do ministry there by sending people in and coming back. We're looking for somebody to be on the ground in Costa Rica. So if you ever wanted to do some cross-cultural missions on a permanent basis, I've got somebody you could talk to. What's it cost? A 9-day outreach is about $14.50. This is including airfare. 13 days, about $15.50. Language schools, $3.50 a week plus airfare. Summer interns, $150 a week plus airfare. The semester program, this is the tuition you'll pay at Bethel right now. That's the number that Bethel charges their students. That includes everything. And SI doesn't get anywhere near that much money for the student. I think they split it roughly half and half for the semester. But in order to take that course, you must be a student at Bethel. So what kind of majors? Lots of them. We have sites that work with all of these issues with students. There's the art ministry. There's a wonderful lady Antigua, Guatemala, who is a local artist, and she has a, we'll call it a loft. It's a huge space above a big mechanic's garage. It smells like oil. There's cars coming in, noise all the time, but she's got this open space where art happens. And student artists, students studying art, and local student artists come there, and it's a thriving artistic community there in a little back street in Antigua. SI was at Urbana, naturally. That's one of their best places to find staff, coming to Urbana. And as I was chatting with them, they've got 1,100 spaces for students for all the outreaches from February on through August. They got 1,100 spaces. And I asked them how many more slots they had left at the end of Urbana. They said, about 60. So this is going to be a busy year for them. They've never had that many. They've opened up a couple of new sites, so they went from about 970 spaces to 1,100 spaces. But they're expecting a full summer. They're very excited about this. Now, I love this. I love this organization. I love doing this. It keeps me connected to ministry. It's all about students. But most of all, I have a deep sense of God's pleasure at what goes on in these communities. A deep sense of His pleasure. People like Annalee Williams, you just don't meet anyplace else. She embodies all that is great in her culture and all that is great in the power of the gospel. And our students are transformed in working with her. You know, I think we're in the transformation business. Does that sound crass? We're in the transformation business. We're in the business of putting students in those situations where transformation is allowed to happen. And that's what SI is all about. And I think that's worth all the energy and time I can give it. Now, you're going to be hearing about a scripture verse in the next year from Romans. At staff conference this year, we have selected one verse to kind of be the key verse for us. And it's Romans 1:16. And it says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Gentile. And we have been, as a committee, planning this. We had our first meeting last week. We were captured by that phrase, the power of the gospel. And imagining what could happen to us as a movement at staff conference, listening to God and awaiting and praying for His power to be unleashed in our midst. And when I go to spend time with Students International, it's the power of the gospel that goes before me. And it's a great experience. Thank you.